Blog Talk Radio.
Father, thank you so much for life of another day, for each is a gift from you, Father God. May we never take one day for granted. And as we get ready to start a journey on a new week, Father, we ask, Father, that you guide our steps, for your word teaches that you guide the steps of the righteous. You've already walked before us, Father, and you know what lies ahead. Father, we ask that you guard our hearts and our minds, dear God. May the words that we speak this week be words that bring life and that are lifting, dear God. May we be an example of Christ to everyone we meet. May we share the gift of the cross, dear God, for so many are lost in the darkness and need to be brought into the light that they can receive salvation, Father. Father God, empty us out of things that are not pleasing unto you, Father. Mold us daily into what you'd have us to be. Help us to let go of self, dear God, and to focus on you, Father, for it's all about your glory, not ours, Father. Help us, dear God, to be perfect examples of what you'd have us to be, Father. Use us in a mighty way, dear God. Let there be a revival spirit that's brought forth from every corner of every nation, Father. May we look past, dear God, the color of skin, dear God. May we love people with Christ-like love, looking upon their heart like you do, Father. Father God, fill our heart with love and compassion for our fellow man. If we see one in need, dear God, may we be cheerful givers, dear God. May we just walk daily in your perfect way and your will. May our life testify to you, dear God, for we were created in your image, and when people look upon us, they should see you, Father. Father God, we pray, dear God, for addictions, dear God, that people be set free, dear God, for you're the power and the source for this, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, for broken homes, dear God, for you are the restorer, dear God. Father God, we pray for healing, for we know that you're the great physician, dear God, and there's none greater than you, and that nothing is impossible with you. Your word tells us with just the faith of a mustard seed, dear God, you can move mountains. We look around, dear God, at your creation, and it testifies to your greatness and your power. Help us to learn to tap into that power, Father God, for we have a Father that is a king, a ruler. We are, oh, Father, we are just so blessed to have you as our Father. May we never cease to exalt you. May we never cease to honor you daily. May there be a song of praise upon our lips, Father. Just use us, dear God. We surrender our lives unto you, dear God. We want you to take us forth that we can share the gospel. We know you equip us with all that we need, Father. We just give our lives unto you, dear God, and ask, dear God, that you protect us in this week, dear God, and that you just be with us and encourage us. And we know in our weakness, your strength will make us perfect, God. We exalt you, we honor you, and we ask these things in your Son's name and in your perfect will. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We exalt you. You are so worthy of praise. We thank you for every blessing in our life, for all you've done, you're doing, and you will do. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. God bless you all. I pray you woke up feeling well and refreshed today. But most of all, I pray that your first thoughts were to thank God for blessing you with a new day and for the new mercy that he has given us this morning. This is a new program that God has placed on my heart to kick off. Start your week right. Start it with God. Every day we should get up thanking God for the life that he gives us, for the blessings that he gives us, acknowledging him for his goodness, for his faithfulness. And I just want to encourage you to know that as you draw closer to God, he will draw closer on to you. And it's just so important in this world that we live in to make sure that we put God first, that we make time for God. As we get into our words and we grow our prayer life, you truly will see a change in your life. So let us put our minds on God today, casting out the cares of the world. starting our days with our minds on our Father who loves us, who is faithful. He is everything that we need, our source, our power, our provider, our healer, our protector, our shelter, our loving Father that is forever faithful. And let us go to some Psalms of thanksgiving and praise. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5, the Thanksgiving Psalm. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Praise God. I really hope you get a hold of what the Lord is saying. He is forever faithful. He is always with us, and we should rejoice in knowing this. Praise God. And now I want to share a devotion with you from Pastor Terry Nightingale from Australia, entitled The Suffering Servant. Really open your hearts and mind to receive this and truly understand the powerful message that he is sharing through this devotion. May it bless you.
Welcome to Pastor Terry's 4-Minute Devotion. Bite-sized, biblical, Christ-centered messages to bring light to your day. Here's today's message. We hope it blesses you.
The Suffering Servant. One of the things that amazes me about the description of the promised Messiah in Isaiah chapter 52 and 53 is how vulnerable he is. Jesus, as the fulfillment of Isaiah's words, will be a tender shoot, rejected by men, despised and led like a lamb to the slaughter. His strength will not be in the intimidation of others or even of natural physical strength. He will have no power due to a high position in society. Instead, he will deliberately put himself in the path of the worst of human behavior, like putting yourself in the way of a thundering train, except the train rages with hate and wants your blood. Matthew describes the moment when Jesus was arrested, and he includes the detail of Peter cutting off the high priest's servant's ear. Jesus, to Peter's amazement, simply tells him, "Do you not think that I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" That's in Matthew 26:53. He tells him to put his sword away and chose instead to be unprotected, vulnerable. The one who had once commanded stars into space and who had spoken life and health into the sick and dying, at this moment in time chose to take anything cruel people and the demons of hell might throw at him. The next thing that strikes me is how misunderstood he was in that situation. "We consider him stricken by God," foretells the prophecy in Isaiah 53 verse 4. God must be angry with him, because surely cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree, we read in Galatians 3:13. Some called out, "You who were going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you're the Son of God." Translation, "You think you're so great? Prove it by coming down from the cross. You can't do it, can you? Because obviously God is against you." With no shield or army to defend him, no cheer of encouragement from the crowd, and no understanding from people as to why God should allow this to happen, the third thing that strikes me is how obedient he was. Submissive to those who arrested him, obedient to his Father in heaven. In Isaiah 53:7, "As a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And then in verse 10, it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. Remember what Jesus prayed in Matthew 26:39, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Sacrifice and suffering resulting in death was the action that was needed. The Father asked it of his Son, and the Son asked his Father if there was another way. There wasn't. So Jesus walked into the clutches of his executioners, voicing no sound of resistance. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. The vulnerable, misunderstood Son of God gave his life in obedience to the Father's plan, so that eventually we might realize it was the only way for our sins to be taken away, borne by him and then left in the grave. It was the only way for us to be brought back to life.
If you'd like to hear more devotions like this one, you can find them on your own podcast provider at 4minutedevotions-thepodcast or visit terrynightingale.com. See you next time.
God, what a beautiful devotion, reminding us of the sacrifice that Jesus gave on the cross. He had all power to get down off of the cross. He was mocked and tormented, but he chose to take that cross and bear his life for us, that we may find forgiveness and have eternal life in heaven with God our Father. I really want you to reflect on that today. Do you ever really stop and think, why did he do that for a sinner like me? Do you ever really stop and think about what he endured even before he went to the cross, the beatings, the mockery, the pain, prayed in the garden, and he was literally sweating blood because it was such a cup to carry as he prayed to his Father to let the cup pass, but he stayed obedient to his Father's will. He was the suffering servant. That is so powerful. He came and served for us. He gave us all for us, brothers and sisters. The cross he bore was ours. The sin he carried was ours. Are you picking up your cross daily and carrying it, reminding yourself of what Jesus did for you at the cross? I really encourage you to search your heart, truly seeking the Father, and truly asking him to reveal to you, are you where you need to be with him? Are you one that don't know him? Having an understanding that without Jesus in our life, there is no way to God our Father. He has to be our Savior. It's not by our works or our powers. It's not by good deeds or how we live our life. Those things are important in the attributes of a child of God. But the only way unto God our Father is through Jesus Christ. And I want to share a worship song with you. It's one of my worship songs. And it's called "The Cross Said It All." May it bless you, and will you truly reflect on what Jesus did at the cross.
Tell the story of God's redemption plan, how Jesus
For the life of me, I cannot find a reason how one like him could care for me so much. He looked down on humanity and loved us enough to don a robe of flesh and bone. He knew that they would mock him and they'd beat him. Still he chose to be our sacrifice. He knew the pain that waited on a rugged cross. Still he came and paid the highest price.
3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. That should really encourage you. So many see God as harsh, and that a walk with Christ is a life almost full of punishment, that you have to let go of so many things, that you can't have a good life. But the truth is, when you learn to let go of the things of this world, of the flesh, and you die of self, God increases things in your life. Even if you don't have fancy cars, a fancy house, a big bank account, you will be rich in the peace that he gives you, in the joy that he gives you, knowing that you can trust in him to meet your needs. He gives us the things that we need, and many times blesses us above and beyond that, even when we're not worthy. For the things of this world shall pass away, but a relationship with Jesus Christ and God our Father is eternal. And this life too shall pass away. And it is important to have an understanding that when that time comes, there's only two destinations set before us. An eternity with God and Jesus Christ, or a hell's damnation. And if you truly don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you really need to be reflecting and understanding that if you draw your last breath, or if Jesus should return, you have to be found ready. It's not just about whispering a prayer of salvation. It's truly believing that when you pray that prayer, your life is going to change, that you believe Jesus is our Savior, that he died for us, but praise God, death could not hold him. He rose again. He made a way for us. He's our healer, our deliverer, our atonement, our bridge to salvation to God our Father. And when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, your life is to change. The old man dies and passes away, and the new begins. And that means we're not to keep walking on a path of damnation, away from Christ. We're to let go of the things that used to bind us, the things that were unpleasing to him. Take those coats off. Take off the burdens of addiction, of adultery, of pornography, of hate, of unforgiveness. Do you see where I'm going with this, brothers and sisters? For Jesus Christ is he is love. He is peace. He is forgiveness. He is hope. Take on the attributes of Jesus, so that when people look at you, you reflect him and they truly see the fruits that you bear. And they have an understanding of who Jesus is. You may be the only chance they get to see Jesus. You may be the only Bible they read. So today, I want you to reflect on your life. If you don't know him, I pray that today you will receive him. And if you do know him and you have received him, maybe you've not been in your word. Maybe you haven't been praying. Maybe the weights of this world have got you down. But brothers and sisters, today let's focus on a turnaround. Let's get our minds upon Jesus, because I know that when we seek him, that he will be found. God loved us so much that he sent his only son to die for us. What are you dying of daily? How much time are you giving to God? My pastor, Nathaniel, preached a powerful message yesterday, and that's what he was talking about, discipleship, which is so very important. But it's how much time are we giving to God? How much time are we offering him? How much more time do we spend on things of this world? I want us to reflect on those things, for one day we're going to stand before him, and will you hear him tell the Father, "That's my child"?
Before
Praise God. Praise God.
Says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an upstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Yes, praise God. We thank him for all that he does for us. We should have a grateful heart every day, even if we're in the valley or whether we're on the mountaintops. God has done so much for us, and so has Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we have to remember, in the midst of our trials, this too shall pass. When we truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ, knowing that God our Father is our protector, our provider, our source, and our power, our healer, that Jesus made a way for us at the cross, we should be thankful. No matter what we go through on this journey called life, we have an hope in knowing that he brings peace. He brings hope. He's already walked before us. He knows what we need. We have to learn to surrender our life to him, trusting him, obeying him, knowing that he is always with us. Praise God. And in Psalms 34:1-9, let's give him some thanksgiving and praise. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glorify in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Hallelujah. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who reverently fear him and he delivers them. Praise God. I love that this poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. That's what I want to encourage you today, that no matter what we're going through, that he is with us. Praise God. And in Psalms 111:1-5, praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all of my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who reverently fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. Praise God. And I just get so excited when I get in his word, because it truly does give us hope. And we can see how much God loves us all throughout of his word. He also prepares us and he teaches us and instructs us. God has made a way for us. His word is living. And when we truly get into his word and have an understanding in that and we seek him, our lives will change, brothers and sisters. And I know in my life without him, I would be lost. He is such a good God, and I have learned that no matter what that we go through, we're to praise him. We're to trust him. We're to lean on him. I know that if I have a need or if I'm hurting or whatever it might be, I can go to God in prayer and he hears me. I know that I can look back over my life and I can see how God has always been with me, sheltering me in his loving arms. And as I get ready to close, and this being my first program on this Monday, I want to share one of my favorite cover songs, Sheltered in His Arms, because we truly are. He protects us and shelters us under his wings. He teaches us how to fight things of this world and spiritually. He teaches us how to be courageous and overcomers through Christ. He truly is our hope and our salvation. So on this day, I hope this program has been blessing you. And I just pray that you truly tap into the power of the living God that loves you and wants you to have a fulfilled life here on earth, but most of all, an eternal life with him. So I just come before you, God, and we just offer this program up to praise unto you, Lord. And Father God, I just pray that it reaches the people, that they have an understanding and a peace in knowing that you were there, Father. Today, God, I want to lift your name. I want to magnify you. I want to honor you. I acknowledge that you are God. You are great. You are the only true living God. You spoke things into existence. You created us, Father. It is your breath that is in our lungs. And today, Lord, we're going to use that breath to praise you, to declare, great is our God. He is worthy to be praised. Father, just let us have a heart of worship as we go on through this week. May we start every day honoring you and thanking you in prayer and in your word, Father God. You are a good and faithful Father, and we love you. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Here is my cover song of Sheltered in the Arms of God. My God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. We have hope in knowing that he is always with us, never leaving us or forsaking us. And I thank you so much for joining me, Evangelist Montel Fields, and the founder of Reaching Out Radio International, giving all glory to God. He called me to this radio ministry 8 years ago. My beautiful, blessed mother was dying with cancer. And I am just so grateful that he did. I have met so many amazing men and women of God to share this platform with. It's not about me. It's about God's glory. It's about sharing the love of Jesus and working in unity as the body of Christ, that people may know about Jesus Christ, our Savior, that how much God loves us, that he made a way for us on the cross. And I always welcome people on to share their ministry, and we do have some new programs that are coming. I'm excited about that. We are working in collaboration with a new radio ministry. I'm going to be making an announcement about that. I'm just excited to see what God's going to do here on Reaching Out Radio International. This isn't about Montel. This is about God and the love of Jesus Christ, people knowing the true meaning and message of the cross. And as I get ready to close, I really want you to understand what Jesus said in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So if you truly do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you haven't received him, knowing that he went to the cross, gave his life for us, but praise God that death could not hold him, and that he rose again, and we have hope and promise in his resurrection, then you need to receive him. Because if you don't receive him, while you still have a breath in you, it's too late once you're in the grave. Brothers and sisters, we have no promise of tomorrow. It saddens my heart. See all the tragedies in this world around us. There was just a wreck here locally in Teutopolis, Illinois. And a whole family lost their life, two of them being children. One was 7 years old. A friend of mine that I went to church with for years just lost her brother that's only in his 30s. So many people have the misconception that we're going to live to be older. I have all the time in this world. The truth is, God has time in his hands. He is eternal. He is never ending. He is the one that has our life in his hands. Only he knows when we're going to draw that last breath or when his son's going to return. So it is my hope that you will be found ready. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want to give you this opportunity right now just to clear your thoughts and search your heart and invite him in. It's a simple prayer of forgiveness and salvation. But it also is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. So let us pray. Father, I come before you today and ask forgiveness for a sinner like me. I believe that Jesus died for me and made a way for me on the cross. Today I want to receive him, become new, and start a new life in you. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, that was so sweet. My little 3-year-old son, Noah, is over here giving an amen to. He likes to pray too. Praise God. But I thank you all for joining me this morning here on Reaching Out Radio International. And I look forward to being with you more on the radio as we get ready to kick off some new things on the radio and this Monday morning program. May God watch over you and keep you. And as Pastor Morris and Sister Brenda always used to say, don't back down when God is backing you up. Let us close with a great song by Carrie Jobe, "I Am Not Alone," reminding us that he is with us, never forsaking us. I love you all, but God loves you more. Can I get an amen, Noah?
Amen.
Thank you, Noah. God bless you. Have a blessed, beautiful week ahead. Broadcast on Reaching Out Radio International with host Evangelist Montel Fields. We thank you so much for listening and look forward to you for other programs. And remember, start your week off right. Start it with God. Every day with God will change your life and will bring new hope and promises. God bless you and keep you. Have a blessed, beautiful week ahead.